Here's a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel will take overall security responsibility in Gaza indefinitely after they defeat the terrorist organization Hamas. That's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control after they move in and level the territory. He aired an interview Monday night, expressed openness, but said there will be little pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid to Gaza, and they have to release the 240 hostages seized by these terrorists even before they would even consider anything. Some of those hostages are Americans. You know, we lost 31 Americans in that attack. Donald Trump sparred with a New York judge yesterday who just hates him and is just taking over this entire case. Donald Trump is fighting back with the judge. The judge gets to make all the decisions. He's controlling everything. The former president testified in a lawsuit accusing him of inflating his net worth that he didn't. Suggested this case should have been brought back in 2014, first of all, before it expired. Said it's just a political attack on him and his campaign. The testy exchanges underscored Trump's unwillingness to adapt his famously freewheeling rhetorical style to a courtroom setting, said the AP writer.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Fresh from his tour in the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was Joe Biden's campaign manager, shifted his diplomacy on the Israel-Hamas war now to Asia. Made his appeal for the group of seven leading industrial democracies to forge consensus on how to deal with the crisis there. They began 2 days of talks in Japan yesterday. Well, it's election day across the country. Voters in some 37 states will decide some key races. Voters will make critical decisions in Virginia's legislative elections. They'll decide whether they want to give the GOP full state government control of Virginia for the first time in more than 10 years. See if they embrace Republican Governor Youngkin's agenda. The outcome may hinge on what voters think about new limits on abortion access there, as it will be closely watched around the country. Several states participating in this off-year general election, Kentucky, they're going to decide whether to give a second term to their governor, Andy Beshear, who is a Democrat running in a heavily Republican state. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking re-election against a cousin of Elvis Presley. In Ohio, voters will decide whether to amend their state constitution. Off-year elections are traditionally taken by both Democrats and Republicans as a sign of confidence going in to the big election that we will have in 2024. Joe Biden yesterday didn't want to really head back to Washington right away after his three-day vacation again in Delaware, so he stopped at Bear, Delaware, to dole out $16 billion for some new rail projects between Boston and Washington. He spends a lot of his weekends in Delaware anyway, almost all of them. And he went in there and promised more union jobs to the workers. There are 25 train projects between Boston and Washington that are now slated for modernization. In the meantime, down in Florida, their legislature returned to the Capitol for a special session. Their lawmakers there expressing their support for Israel and gave Governor Ron DeSantis more power. Lawmakers will consider new sanctions in Florida against Iran. They'll also vote on resolutions expressing support for Israel's right to defend themselves against terrorists. They're also going to consider a $35 million grant program to help secure the Jewish schools and synagogues and institutions in Florida that are under attack by these anti-Semitic Democrats around the country. They're getting things done, folks, down in Florida. A federal jury has found that a scuba dive boat captain was negligent in the deaths of 34 people that were killed in that fire aboard a vessel in 2019. That is the deadliest maritime disaster in recent history. Captain Jerry Boylan found guilty, one count of misconduct or neglect of ship officer on Monday. That charge, by the way, is a pre-Civil War statute known as the Seaman's Manslaughter Rule, was designed to hold steamboat captains responsible for maritime disasters. We're running out of 2023, and when you get to 24, everybody knows it's tax time. Taxpayers will be able to digitally submit all sorts of tax documents and other communications to the IRS months earlier than originally planned, according to a new timetable. Janet Yellen said the IRS is 3 months ahead of schedule on going paperless. Plans to discuss the effort at the IRS headquarters today. The IRS and the Treasury plan to outline their new customer service improvements for the filing season in 2024. On the medical front, the decades-old surgical drug ketamine has found a new use as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a psychedelic therapy for an array of unimproved uses, including depression and anxiety. Behind the trend are investors setting up ketamine clinics as well as online prescribing services to send the drug through the mail. There is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain, but experts worry the U.S. could be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug yet with safety and abuse risks. People in the news, John Gruden, remember him? Former ESPN analyst, Las Vegas Raiders coach. The Nevada Supreme Court has pushed back now to January oral arguments in a contract conspiracy lawsuit, followed by John Gruden. The hearing was scheduled for Tuesday. The postponement came after attorneys for the league citing a scheduling conflict. Attorneys for the sides said it is now has a new date of January 10th. Gruden accused the league of improperly leaking emails, which forced him to resign from the Raiders 2 years ago. Only Donald Trump can get to a trial in 6 weeks.
Right.
You know, all the other lawyers and things across, they have plenty of time to prepare cases. Mm-hmm. Nope. They want to make sure Trump gets in front of judges before the election.
You're right.
And it's a shame what they've done. But John Gruden will get his day in January. Google is in trouble again. On Monday, they have confronted the second major U.S. antitrust trial in 2 months. They are being portrayed as a brazen bully that uses their immense wealth and people's dependence on one of their main products to stifle their competition at the consumer's expense. The trial opened in San Francisco federal court. It targets the payment system for the Google Play Store that distributes apps for the company's Android software and provides virtually all of the world's smartphones that aren't made by Apple. The Play Store case is being brought by video game maker Epic Games, which already lost in a previous trial aimed at Apple's App Store for iPhones. WeWork has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a stunning fall for the office-sharing company once seen as a Wall Street darling that promised to upend the way people went to work around the world. The company offered few specifics about the restructuring, but they are requesting the ability to reject leases of certain locations. WeWork said they're largely non-operational now as part of the filing. AT&T management employees will now be entitled up to 15 days off caregiver leave, which allows them to care for an ailing child or a relative without eating into their vacation or their personal sick days. That'll be next for everybody. Caregiver leave. AT&T's president said the company decided to offer caregiver leave and also expand their parental leave to help its management employees balance their personal and professional lives. Shares are mostly lower in Asia today after a mixed close on Wall Street. Benchmarks dropped more than 1% in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and South Korea, gave up its big 3.1% gains from the day before. On Monday, the S&P 500 was up 0.2. The Dow was up 0.1. NASDAQ was up 0.3 of a point. Oil, about $80. and 32 cents a barrel. Starbucks is increasing pay and benefits for their hourly workers at the end of the year because of record sales. The company said that unionized workers will not be eligible for those perks. That's a sign of the tensions between the coffee giant and people trying to make them union. The Labor Relations Board said 366 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize. Starbucks and the workers' union have yet to reach a labor agreement on those stores. But Starbucks, for all the other ones, will increase the wages starting on January the 1st. Today is Election Day in Billings. Your ballots have to be in by tonight. You cannot register anymore in Montana on Election Day. So today is only a voting day. You'll be voting on the $143 million worth of recreational money. You'll also be voting on city council members, and your ballots have to be in by, I think, 8 o'clock tonight. And travelers are expected to spend 12% more on vacation-related expenses this year over what they spent last year. Now, Disney's one of the companies that pulls all the stops out during the holiday season. They have a lot of events, festivities, all kinds of stuff. Disney World sees a lot of people over Christmas time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take, that's their Christmas. They take their kids to Disney World. They take their kids to Disneyland. The holiday arrives this week at both Walt Disney World and the Disneyland resorts, with the first after-hours parties in the Magic Kingdom slated for November the 9th. But they have a lot of Merry Christmas packages that they offer during the holiday season. Food enthusiasts will enjoy the return of the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. That runs November 24th through December 30th and includes all kind of food booths, unique merchandise, stuff that they do just for the holidays. And they make it a holidays or make it or break it for a lot of folks out there when it comes to merchandise. And it's also making and break it for a lot of the resorts, which see huge revenue influxes during the Thanksgiving to Christmas holiday.
In sports from the NBA, our commissioner had a talk with 13-time All-Star Chris Paul, and Chris said, "Your All-Star game sucks because it's nothing like a regular game. We want regular wake-up time or warm-up time. We want regular halftime length, and they're going back to playing the best from the East, play the best from the West, and we're not drafting our buddies anymore, and we're just going to play the game." Now, the part where nobody plays defense doesn't change.
Right.
But
that's pretty much all regular season anyway.
Right, anymore. So
yeah. Wow. Partly sunny today, 58 degrees. Looks like a beautiful day today, 51 tomorrow. In fact, 50s now all the way through the weekend, which is kind of nice. It is a little windy out there this morning, folks. It's a little breezy, 41 out there right now at 6:36. And that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into the Cat.